Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, gang, and welcome, of course, to the first TalkSport Daily podcast of the weekend, it being Saturday. And what a week it's been, even in an international break. You've heard, of course, the most dramatic managerial merry-go-round as Steven Gerrard moves south of the border to become Aston Villa's new manager. But before we get stuck into all of that, we start with England's World Cup qualifier win over Albania. And here's how the three lines sounded right here on TalkSport.
Tonight, all eyes are on the performance. A 9th-minute lead for England. Wonderful ball in. And that is a goal that will mean so much for Harry Maguire. Henderson and Foden with the 1-2. Ball set up to the far post. And Harry Kane scores. 26 goals in 26 qualifying matches for England. It's back for Henderson. Makes it up for Henderson for 3. It does. And Jordan Henderson extends the lead.
Can we just stay here all night and watch this? This is fantastic from this England side. Just really clever play.
Kane flashes it in the top right-hand corner. Flag stays down for now.
He loves playing for England. He loves breaking records. He's still only 28.
Well, he's getting ever closer to the all-time record.
Well, this is an absolute buffet for Harry Kane if he's hungry.
A deeper ball from Foden. Oh, what a goal! Harry Kane completes his hat-trick with a sensational overhead kick. I'm going to call it. San Marino, ranked 210th in the world to come away. England will only need a draw. I reckon England are going to be in the World Cup.
Incredible performance, really. I think obviously there's a bit of pressure on us after the last performance here at Wembley. And we come out of a real point to prove that we wanted to be ruthless. We wanted to obviously win the game, but be dominant in the game as well. And I say all around the pitch, the way we pressed, the way we played, the way we finished was a great night. And obviously to keep the clean sheet as well is fantastic. So all around a really good night for us, and hopefully we can finish the job on Monday.
We spoke about you being in the penalty area more. That's what your club and your country manager want you to do. Is that what happened tonight? And it seemed to work if it did.
Yeah, look, I said yesterday, I'll kind of, whatever the game determines me to do, I'll do. Whatever's best for the team, I'll do. And yeah, obviously Albania come pressing quite high and trying to go almost man for man. And it was important, kind of the attacking player stayed high and played 1v1, and we felt like we dominated them in that area. So, yeah, there was plenty of chances out there. It was nice to take a few tonight. But in this team, there's always going to be chances. So I just sort of keep getting in the right areas and the goals will come.
That hat-trick for you moves you level with a Spurs great in the shape of Jimmy Greaves. Just tell us how much that means to you.
Yeah, that's a great achievement to have. Obviously, we all know how good Jimmy was, and not just for country, but for club as well. So it's a nice achievement to move level with him, and obviously, hopefully we can go above him on Monday. But yeah, obviously it means a lot for the country, and obviously being a Tottenham player as well. So I'm sure his family would have been watching. So yeah, a nice achievement. I'm sure they'd be proud. And like I say, hopefully we can continue.
And just finally, can you celebrate tonight? Do you feel like it's job done?
Well, it's not job done. I mean, obviously we're expected to win on Monday, of course. But yeah, look, we'll go back now with the same mindset, recover, rest up, prepare for the game on Monday, because we still need to do the job. So we look forward to that. We look forward to getting back out there, hopefully putting in a performance like we did, especially in that first half today. And yeah, qualify for Qatar.
And what a big old win it was for Scotland last night, claiming all 3 points against Moldova. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport 2.
Trying to pick their way through here down the right touchline. They might just have done that. A real opportunity! And there is the goal for Scotland! Nathan Patterson, the unlikely hero!
What a fantastic goal! I've got to see just a little clip one round the corner. Gee Adams, I can see it sticks. He's got a picture. Little safety part. It's a great first touch, which just opened, took him away from the defenders, opened the goal up. And like you say, what Robertson could have done earlier, find that corner. Just get your head up. Go with accuracy rather than power. Fantastic finish.
Into the penalty area. Patterson the provider this time. And it's a second goal for Scotland. Clear your diaries for next March, Scotland fans. The World Cup playoffs firmly in sight. Che Adams.
I think he's been excellent, Che Adams, linking up. He's got his goal. That's what he's going to get judged on. Fantastic goal. Managed the game very well. Patterson, outstanding play.
Rattar against Gordon. With 8 minutes to go in Chisinau. And it's saved by Gordon. And the rebound is wide. Although Moldova might just claim there was a foul on the follow-up, but what a stop from Craig Gordon. What a hero for Scotland.
Well, we started the game really well, got on the front foot, controlled it reasonably well, but had to wait a long time to get the first goal. When it came, it was a good goal. We probably need to get something from the game on Monday to try and get that seeding. So Monday night is a really important game for us. We also want to keep the momentum going. It's difficult to win 5 matches in a row at any level. We've done it at international level, which is particularly hard. And we want to make sure that we put on a good show on Monday night and get something from that game as well, so that we go into March in a really good frame of mind.
Now, the managerial merry-go-round was in full swing this week. Stephen Gerrard topped Glasgow for the Midlands. Time to hear the views of Rangers legend Ali McQuist, Arsenal invincible Martin Keown, Liverpool legend Phil Thompson, and ex-Crystal Palace chairman Simon Jordan.
Right, well, I'll tell you something. We'll start with Michael Grant's comments. Absolutely. What Stephen achieved was he won arguably the most important title for Rangers fans in the last, I don't know, 25, 30 years. That's how important it was. Make no mistake about it. Stopping Celtic doing 10 was as high in the list as you could possibly get. But brutally honest, there is a bad taste and in some of the supporters' mouths about the way it's happened, particularly after that, you know, interview which you've played. And I think that the answer kind of implied...
I'm going nowhere.
Mm. And then maybe 2 weeks later, he clearly has gone somewhere. So I can totally understand and get the frustration and disappointment and maybe anger with some of the Rangers fans. However, like I said, you cannot argue the fact Stephen delivered the most important title in a long, long, long time for Rangers.
In terms of the fans, the most difficult fans to please that I've played under in my career. They make it difficult for you. Villa Park can be difficult. I kind of used to shut that out. And that would be my... fans don't want to hear that because they, you know, they think, oh, we're behind you. But they, when you start to do well, it's unbelievable support. Particularly the away support was absolutely magnificent. I remember getting promoted. I think we won a record number of away matches. The fans were magnificent. It's a big club. You know, there's no doubt about that. It's the perfect platform for Stephen Gerrard now to develop next stage. Can they win something? And you know Martin O'Neill there, I think he got some really good finishes, a couple of semi-finals. It wasn't enough for the Villa fans. So they are difficult to please, but it's about time that we've had a top team winning things in that part of the country.
You always had an idea about Stevie because he was quite intense about everything that he did. As a youngster, he was driven. He knew what he wanted from the game and nothing was going to stop him. He was like that. And if he wanted to become a top player, he went on to become one. And I've said to people, did you realise he was going? I don't think anybody could realise the greatness that was to become of Stephen Gerrard. But it happened because he was driven and he wanted it. And I think if he wants to be a great manager, he has to have that pathway to it. And I think this is part of that. And I think it is a wonderful opportunity for them.
My belief, and this might be not a well-founded belief, that they have huge ambitions to knock on the door of the top six. So the blueprint for Stephen Gerrard is not in some long-lost land far in the future to get Aston Villa to the top of the pyramid. His job is to get them there as quickly as possible.
Now, it was revealed yesterday that Gareth Southgate could be close to signing a new two-year extension with England, which would keep him in charge of the Three Lions until after the Euros in 2024. Former West Ham and England winger Trevor Sinclair believes the FA need to get it over the line before the Premier League clubs come calling. And Simon Jordan and Martin Keown clashed over whether Southgate could do a job in the Premier League.
I think he's got a lot of integrity. He's a humble man. He seems to get the best out of the young players and be able to integrate them really well from the work that he did with the 21s. So I think there'd be a lot of clubs. I mean, you look at Leeds with Bielsa, you know, you don't know how that's going to pan out. He obviously lives in Leeds or just outside Leeds. I think that'd be a club that'd be very interested in someone like Gareth Southgate. I think there'd be a few clubs interested. So I can understand why the FA want to get this deal over the line, because if England perform as we hope they do in the World Cup, and that is apart from you, Ali, he might even be more popular and there might be more clubs looking for his signature. So for me, I understand why the FA are doing that. And let's get it right. He's a great guy, isn't he?
If he's working in an industry now where the Premier League is going to give £5 million to Steven
Gerrard, he has to react. But he ain't going to get a Premier League job, Gareth Southgate.
Why not?
Because he's landed in a space that's worked for him at a time when the international setup has been a certain
way. He is more than capable of doing a job in the Premier League. I don't believe that for a minute.
Well, that may be right. But what I'm saying is there's not a queue of clubs that would probably...
Because they think he's entrenched in this job.
Okay.
You think he could do a job in the Premier League?
Oh, he will do. I'm pretty certain of that. If he chooses to do so, I'm sure he'd be very successful.
Sorry?
I bet he don't.
Okay.
Now, the WSL returns to TalkSport 2 this weekend. Spurs women will host Arsenal women at 1:30 today, and Man City women welcome Chelsea women tomorrow at 3 p.m. TalkSport's Women's Football Weekly presenter, Shibana Hearn, joined White and Jordan yesterday, and she believes the women's game is going in the right direction and wants to see the male footballers do more to promote it.
Definitely the afternoon games are improving. I've been there myself. I've been at a game pretty much every single weekend since the return of the season. Afternoon games around about 12:30, 2:30, looking good. Lots of families going along as well. I was at a Villa West Ham game up in Essex not too long ago. That was about 4 weeks ago, and the average attendance of that game was 4,000, which was pretty good. So if they're looking at the next 3 years and aiming for 6,000 at every game, it's possible. But some of the games, Jim, are 7:30 on a Sunday evening. You know, that was Arsenal at Golden Wood last week. It was live for you on the BBC and it looked, you know, very, very empty. So it's kind of pushing the fans towards, you know, supporting the girls when they're at their local grounds. I would like to see as well, you know, the male players, you know, pushing the female teams as well, because, you know, a lot of the women, when they're representing their clubs, it's their family clubs, you know, they're playing for their team and that club that they love. It would be nice to see the men kind of pushing that on social media as well, because they're so influential.
The Autumn Nation Series returns to TalkSport this weekend as we bring you three live matches today. England, Ireland and Scotland are all going to be in action, and all three nations will be hoping to claim their second win of the series. We'll hear from former England captain Chris Robshaw in just a moment as he reveals what fans can expect from Marcus Smith, and current England captain Owen Farrell breaks down how he's feeling ahead of his 100th cap.
Underway at Twickenham with a crowd in play. Johnny May for the corner, and Johnny May with the Ash Splash celebration. England's third try.
This is great from Ireland, and they score their second try in the far corner. Andrew Conway, the Munster man, is the man who docks it down.
A victory for South Africa in Cardiff for the first time since 2013. It ends a run of four consecutive wins. Four wheels.
It's about the try. Watson was in. Scotland are over.
More rugby for you on the TalkSport network. You love to see it.
I didn't celebrate my 50th cap with the other Test matches in it. It was always England. So that's how we've been looking at it here. Marrow's got his 50th cap for England this week, which is an achievement that we'll celebrate. So looking forward to doing that.
The big talking point is Marcus Smith and Farrell, isn't it? Seeing those two work together, see how they can tick. But also, it's a brilliant time for Marcus, because no disrespect to Canada and America, and then he played against a tired Tongan side coming in. This is his big test. Yeah. This is for him, his moment to go out there and say, look, I'm ready for this. I'm going to jump in and grab it with both hands. He's got something about him. He's not the biggest lad, but he's tough. I remember we did a training camp down at Brighton College. It would have been when Marcus was doing his A-levels. So he would have been 17, 18 years old. And in between his exams, he was asked to come and train with the England side. So this is a 17-year-old kid, and he's not the biggest lad. So back then, he was pretty small. And one of the second rows properly whacked him and like knocked him down. He thought, okay, get back up. Next play, he got the ball and ran around that second row. So he's got kind of that kind of bring it on mentality.
That's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Drive Time on Monday at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Goff. At 1:30 today, you'll hear Tottenham Women take on Arsenal Women. That's live on TalkSport 2. Don't forget, of course, on TalkSport, we have a massive day of live rugby for you as well. At 1 p.m, Scotland will face world champion South Africa. At Murrayfield, Ireland come up against New Zealand at 3:15. And then at 5:30, you'll hear the big one from Twickenham as England take on Australia. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.